At the top of the news this Christmas Eve, just a short while ago, the Christmas crib in St. Peter's Square was unveiled, with Pope Benedict XVI participating in the occasion from the window of the papal apartments in the Apostolic Palace. Lydia O'Kane has a closer look at the scene, which this year is set in Joseph's workshop.
The Nativity in St. Peter's Square traditionally depicts Jesus in the manger, with Mary and Joseph looking lovingly down on him in a stable because there is no room at the inn. Well, those flocking to see a scene like this are in for something a little different this year. Gone is the setting in Bethlehem, inspired by St. Luke's Gospel with its familiar sheep and hay. This Christmas, the scene will shift to Nazareth and to the home of Joseph, whose role is given more prominence this year. There is a model of three rooms, with the centre room showing the baby Jesus. Also featured are four large angels which come from Mexico, whose role is to keep watch over the newborn, but at the same time evoke the Annunciation of Mary and also the coming of an angel to Joseph in a dream. To the right of the central stage, Joseph's carpenter's shop has been recreated, while to the left there is an inn depicting the collective life of the village. The statues that also make up this composition come in part from the crib prepared in 1842 in the Basilica of St. Andrew of the Valley, while other sculptures featured have been added in the course of the years. This new setting was taken from two verses of the Gospel of St. Matthew, which say, "When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of God ordered and took Mary into his house. Without them knowing each other, a child was born, and he called his name Jesus." The Nativity scene at St. Peter's was started by Pope John Paul II in 1982, along with the traditional Christmas tree adorned with baubles that even dwarfs the imposing obelisk. This new Nativity may be an adaptation on a theme, but it nevertheless tells the same story, that of the birth of our Saviour. I'm Lydia O'Kane.